You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. It's that new Oxidol white from New White Oxidol. And now you can try this amazing new wash day soap at a sensational saving. Yes, today and yesterday, depending on where you live, newspapers all over the country are carrying a special ad with a valuable introductory Oxidol coupon, which gives you two regular large-size packages of New White Oxidol for only 45 cents. It's the biggest bargain in years. So look for the newspaper announcement. Tear out that valuable Oxidol coupon. When you take that coupon to your dealer, you'll really save money on the most sensational Oxidol ever offered. New White Oxidol gives you the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever seen, even when you dry your clothes inside. The cleanest wash possible from any soap in the world. And that dazzling whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use New White Oxidol. You'll see washable colors sparkle brighter, too. New White Oxidol is truly safe. So look in today's paper, yesterday's, too, for the special Oxidol ad. Take advantage of this introductory offer. Two regular large-size packages of New White Oxidol for only 45 cents. It's a get-acquainted bargain that you don't want to miss. So don't wait. Take the coupon to your dealer at once. Save money and get acquainted with New White Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, it's always something of a shock, especially when one is young, as Joseph is, to wake up and find that others are laughing, making light of something you hold dear. Yes, Joseph had discovered that it's pretty common knowledge around town that he had himself a pretty exciting date the other night with Miss Morrison. And he's burned up about it, too. All the wisecracks that have been made at his expense. In fact, he's very burned up. Well, it's almost supper time now, and over at Ma's house, Ma and Shuffle are out in the kitchen when... Well, listen.
Well, there's the front door, Ma. Must be the Fitz family arriving. You said they was coming by for supper, didn't you?
Yes, Effie. We're expecting them. Abby? Willie?
Well, tarnation, it ain't like the Fitzes to come in silent. Evie especially. Willie! Evie! That you? That was the front door, wasn't it, Ma?
Yes, it sounded like the front door, Shepherd. Of course, it might have been when the door's upstairs. Faye and Joseph are up there, you know.
Yeah. What's that? What about me? Where am I up?
Oh, Faye child.
Hello, Ma. Evening, Shuffle.
Well, the sweetheart of Rushville Center. Oh. Faye, good evening to you.
Shuffle and me, we heard the front door close and thought maybe somebody'd come in.
Yeah, real first-class mystery. Went over the front of the house with a fine-tooth comb.
Shuffle.
Well, far be it for me to cheat you of your mystery, Shuffle. But I have an idea what you heard was Joe going out.
Joseph? He's left already?
Oh, tarnation, I was plumb sure I'd find at least a ghost going in and out.
Nope. No ghost, just Joe. Well, I better look to dinner before everything burns to a crisp.
I looked already, child. Everything looks just fine and delicious. Is everything all right, Faye? Everything else?
Oh, I don't know. Did you talk to Joe, Ma?
Well, just for a minute, child. He was in such a hurry to get upstairs and get dressed. Just long enough for him to tell us. Shuffle and me that he had a real nice time last night out with Miss Morrison.
Yeah, beautiful time. He was in seventh heaven until about 8 o'clock this morning. Oh, Ma, what's the matter with this town anyway?
Matter, child?
Yes. Go along thinking it's the most wonderful place in the world. Everyone is just the salt of the earth. And then all of a sudden they all take a notion to start acting like two-year-olds, blabbering and gossiping. Now, whose business is it anyway if Joe had a date last night with Miss Morrison and the battery went dead in my car and the state police picked them up? Suppose Joe did turn up with lipstick on his face. Since when is that a crime? Oh, it just burns me up. The same thing I had to go through with Andrew White. Oh, I'm sorry, Shuffle.
Sorry? Well, sweet Jerusalem, what for, Faye?
Well, there's no reason for subjecting you to my tirade.
Oh, tarnation, don't worry about me. You're just echoing my sentiments to a T.
Where was Joe going, Faye?
Oh, down to the hotel. He's been trying to reach Miss Morrison by phone all afternoon. Ma, he's convinced in his own mind that she's heard all the gossip going around, too, and is sore at him for it. Ma, he's mad. It would have all been just a wonderful adventure. But now he's mad. Oh, darn it! Why can't people keep their mouths shut? Now Joe's got to show Rushville Center.
We're here!
I told you, Ma, I told you right from the beginning. Everything would be just fine if only people didn't start talking and teasing.
I know, child, I know. I've been recollecting that all day today. Shuffle and me have heard the gossip, too.
Hi. Hello, Ma.
Oh, Evie, dear. Good evening.
Hi, Evie.
Well, now, but ain't the celebrated Fitz family, Evie and Willie.
Hi, Shuffle. Hello, Ma.
Hiya.
Evening, Willie-san.
Hi, Faye.
Oh, fine, Willie. How are you?
Okay.
And Junior with you?
No, Ma, no. Him and Poopy Davis, they're off on a new toot.
You mean the younger generation ain't picture-taking no more?
This is a new angle, Shuffle.
Yeah, him and Poopy, they run around taking pictures of people, you know, just anybody. Then they run home and develop them right away. The idea being the pictures turn out good, they go back and sell them to whoever they shot.
It's called candid camera, Ma. A lot of folks do it.
Yeah, but the only trouble is most of the pictures they took so far, when they got them developed, they turn out mostly arms or legs or nothing. No faces. People ain't paying money for pictures with no faces.
Well, now that's an interesting experience for the boy, though, Evie.
Yeah, but who can afford it? Click, 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 all day long, use up a lot of film, and get no faces.
Well, we can eat whenever you're ready. Supper's done and waiting.
Oh, tarnation. I've been so interested in all this sparkling talk back and forth, I ain't got washed up. You washing, Willie?
No, Shuffle, I've done it already at home.
I'll be right back, Ma. Won't be a jiffy.
All right, Shuffle. We'll wait.
We just saw Joe a few minutes ago, heading down towards Main Street. Isn't he eating with us tonight?
No, Evie, he has a business downtown. He's not going to be here for supper.
What's the matter? Why the whispers?
Oh, nothing, child, nothing.
Look, what is it? You looking at Faye, Ma, and Faye looking at the floor?
Evie, look, if Ma says it's nothing, then let it be nothing.
Well, what's the matter around here? Ain't I a member of the family anymore? Something happens, everybody looks like the day after kingdom come, and I ain't supposed to ask questions. Is it about Joe? What's he done now?
He hasn't done anything, Evie. Now or ever. I'm just getting a little fed up of people talking about Joe.
Well, who's talking about him? Just asked a simple question.
Okay, Evie, okay. You asked and now you know.
No. Right away, everybody's jumping down my throat. Well, why shouldn't people be talking about him? It ain't like he was out hobnubbing with a Shirley Temple, you know. Every afternoon, she's down at the grill in the Rushville Center House having her cocktail. Miss Morrison, I mean.
Jeepers, Evie, how do you know? Was she ever there?
I've been told.
Oh, you've been told.
And the way Mr. Finnegan, the bartender, makes drinks, it ain't good enough for her. She's got to go behind the bar and make her own martinis.
It's martinis, Evie, martinis,
but
not martoonies.
Whatever, whatever, whatever. All I know is it isn't sarsaparilla. Walks around in slacks and goes around with him on the milk wagon at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, what of it?
Children, children.
I think it's a darn shame, Evie, all this talk.
Sure, darn shame. It's always been Joe this, Joe that. Joe can do no wrong. I'm always the wrong one. Well, why shouldn't people talk? And I got a notion to do a little talking myself one of these days.
For your information, Evie, you've been talking.
I mean real talking. Yeah. America's typical town. We needed that. We needed a Miss Ann Morrison and a Mr. Alfred Sinclair to come here. Like a hole in the head. But I'm wrong. Sure, I'm wrong. Joe goes running around with a glamour girl, and I'm wrong.
Meanwhile, down on Main Street, heading towards the Rushville Center House, angry and hurt, walks Joseph. Unmindful of the evening or the occasional passing car or person, he half mutters to himself, giving vent to his feelings.
Sure. Great big joke. Whole town having hysterics. Just because I had a date with Ann. Darn them anyway. That's why she won't talk to me. Can't get her on the phone. She probably thinks I went around bragging I was out necking with Ann Morrison. Gotta see her. Gotta make her know it wasn't me. I didn't do it. Start all the rumors and gossip. People talking about us our evening together. Golly, it was swell. Wonderful evening. She's wonderful. Gotta talk to her, tell her. She's gotta see me, she's got to.
Well, now, Joey, I'm sorry, fella, but Miss Morrison ain't in. No point ringing upstairs to her room. She ain't there. I've been telling you that all afternoon. You're the one's been calling, ain't you? That ought to be so touchy, Joe. You know, you ought to tell a fella your name when he asks who's calling on the telephone.
Now, look, Peter, I'm in no mood for any of your shenanigans. Are you going to ring Miss Morrison's room, let me talk to her, or do I just go right on upstairs?
Now, I wouldn't do that, Joey. Hotel regulation, you know. Don't like our guests being disturbed, folks running around the hallways.
I can't disturb Miss Morrison if she's not upstairs the way you say she isn't. Now, are you going to call up there or not, Peter?
No.
Oh, I ought to bop you one instead of standing around talking to you. You were the one who started all this gossiping. You were the only one who knew about it. Now, for the last time, are you going to ring Miss Morrison's room?
Oh, Mr. Sinclair.
What?
Evening, Mr. Sinclair. Joey, here's Mr. Sinclair. Why don't you talk to him instead?
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now, this week, get acquainted with new white Oxidol. See for yourself. New white Oxidol washes clothes whiter than ever before. The whitest Oxidol wash ever. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. And right now, you can try this new white Oxidol at a tremendous saving. Look in today's newspaper, or yesterday's, and you'll see a special ad with a valuable introductory Oxidol coupon. That coupon will save you money. Take it to your dealer and get the biggest Oxidol bargain in years. Two regular large-size packages of new white Oxidol for only 45 cents. It's your grocer's special Get Acquainted offer to get you to try new white Oxidol. So hurry to your store with the coupon. You'll be glad you did when you see the amazingly white wash, the colorfully bright wash you get with new white Oxidol. So look in today's newspapers, yesterday's too. Tear out the coupon. For only 45 cents, get two regular large-size packages of new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, probably the last person in the world Joseph wanted to talk to was Alfred Sinclair. Will he talk to the gentleman? And will he, talking to him, find out why suddenly Miss Ann Morrison can't be reached by phone? Well, let's listen and see. On Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.